this particular episode of the Blurred Talk Podcast, we'll be discussing what will your impact be after you're gone. It actually, to what Kenny said, it is kind of depressing. Because, like, if you sit here and think of a cloud scent, thinking about it every once in a while throughout the week, right? And I'm like, damn, what if I didn't feel like I made an impact on anybody's life? Like, how depressing would that be, right? But because I have a daughter, I can say I made a positive impact on her life. But for y'all two, or Alex, rather, you don't have kids. So who do you think your legacy will be in life and the people you encountered? And how do you think you impacted the people close around you?
I'd say, you know, outside kids, you know, you can make pretty big impacts in life in general. Mm-hmm. I'd say some of my biggest impacts would be the most obvious with Heather, and just hoping, you know, this relationship has made her a better person overall. Just a more stable, better individual who can support other people that she wasn't able to do so before. You know, like, throughout the relationship, I'm not going to say that, like, you know, I've taught her a lot, because I've learned a lot through this well. But just in general, to help another individual kind of grow and prosper is kind of like one of my biggest things. So I'd say it's been a pretty huge impact there. I'd be happy enough that I accomplished one of my goals, you know, getting one of my friends a pretty good remote paying job. So I'm always pretty excited.
Oh, tall, Kenny.
Yeah. So I have an impact through there that, you know, that makes me happy. Like, no one can take that away from me. Like, I'm happy I was able to do that for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot of moments like that where I don't think of it more so as legacy in the same sense as most other people would think of it. Like, you know, leaving something for the children or kids and things like that. I think of it just so, like, how you impacted each person that you've met or that you currently, you know, are, like, living life through, and how you've worked to make things for you. And then throughout that, they get to make things better for other people. So, you know, having that good job opportunity opens up a lot more avenues that may not really been available for Kenny. Or having a more stable mind opens up a lot more avenues of growth and support for someone like Heather. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not all financial or monetary. You know, it's just progressing and hopefully having a positive outlook on the people you know, so they can also do the same thing and have more positive outlooks on people they know.
Yeah, so outside of my daughter, I would like to think I have a positive impact. Like, so if I could take a guess how people look at me, it was like I'm kind of like a different or weird point of view on things. Mm-hmm. But I've seen how my point of view could not, I don't want to say sway, but it could alter how they see things and open their eyes a little bit more to something that they may not have seen in the same light. And it's the same thing with y'all. Like, y'all see things differently than I do. So as far as perspective, you, Alex, Kenny, and people that we've encountered within our lives has changed my perspective and impacted my life to help me grow. I hope I will not have anybody's growth stunted because of something I may have said or done. I mean, like, people that's close to me, if this is an everyday person, I don't think I will honestly care, to be honest with you. But if it's like people that's close to me, I would want to say that I've helped everybody. Like, I'm trying to be a good friend.
You remember that time where you kind of held my game for too long?
Yo, what?
You kind of stunted my growth when you held my Hitman game for a bit too
long. Oh, shut off. Get the fuck.
I'm going to always remember that, Dante.
That's why I got what's it, Maximus?
Stop holding my shit hostage, Dante.
It's for your growth.
No, it's not. I would like that mug back.
I'm going to get it back to you. I swear I am. I just don't know when. I'm going to get it back to you. I've used it several times because it's so good. Like, it keeps everything so cold.
But I'm going to get it back to you. That was the best mug I've ever gotten from a company.
And you left it in my rental car. Oh my God. Of all places to leave it.
And I told you to mail it back and you still have it.
I'm just bad at that. I'm just bad at giving stuff back.
Oh my God. No, you're not bad at it. You just don't do it.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, man. Hey, buddy. How are you? Is he all right? Are you all right, Kenny? Are you okay?
No, I'm just stretching.
So even though this may not be the best topic for you, as you stated prior, what do you think your impact would be on your loved ones?
Might not be like if that's if I was to go somewhere, it'd be pretty fucking tragic, to be honest. Family wise, in general, that's how much we've lost already. So, you know, my wife and her stability and being able to get here was a hard struggle. And then, you know, for my mom and a lot of my friends that were like in Kuwait, that I got them out of Kuwait, it probably hit them pretty hard also. So, and mostly that's most of the things that probably be impacted a lot is just friends and family.
So you could say that the people that you helped out of Kuwait would be extreme. I mean, yeah, of course, everybody. When it comes to death, people will be sad. There's no avoiding that type of emotion from that type of thing. I try to focus on the podcast. I remember when me and Alex was, we had that episode on What Are We Afraid Of? And so thing about what we're afraid of, one of the things I was afraid of was my mortality, right? But if I, as the week has gone and I thought more about it, if I focus more on the good, like the good stuff that I've done that may have impacted people, that eases the burden of that thought, I guess. So try to look at it like that, I guess. For you, Ken, I know it may be a depressing topic, but try to look at like all the people that you helped get out of Kuwait to get back to their families, their kids. I'm pretty sure
their families was in Kuwait with them. What do you mean?
Oh, well, never mind. Take that back. But
you were telling me stories of people you convinced to go back home to their kids or not to bring their kids to Kuwait.
Oh yeah, I mean, but did they listen? Probably not.
Well, I mean, that's their loss, really. So,
yeah. So it's just that's basically it. Like mostly, my wife would feel the impact the most.
I think people, when you speak of legacy, I think people link legacy to celebrities. Like, that's the only people that can have a legacy. Would you agree with that, Alex, or no?
I would say that's the dumbest train of thought I've heard all day today.
Because
why celebrities?
I agree. Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know why celebrities, but, you know, the societal standard, I don't want to say standard, but point of view, it seems like, at least on my end, on social media, is legacy, celebrity, that goes hand in hand. You don't hear about legacy with the everyday people, day-to-day people like me and you. To me, legacy, even though, Alex, you were saying that the legacy and impact doesn't really go hand in hand, but I think the legacy does leave a positive impact if you leave something behind, monetary or material.
I want to clarify that. I'd say I see legacy differently than just children. I think it's more than just children and finances within someone's legacy. But that's the biggest part that people kind of harp on, is what's left behind financially or asset-wise. But it's so much larger than that.
So I don't know if this is true. There was Jerry Springer passed away recently, right? So there's a video going around about he has two black kids and two white kids or something like that. And he left property to the white kids and left all the money to the black kids. And so people, like you said, are harping on what he left behind to them instead of focusing on the positive impacts he may have made in his life to whoever. And I just think that we as people need to focus more on how good was somebody in their lifetime and what can you take away from them that has positively made a positive spin on your life. Outside of that, what do you think damn, I lost my train of thought. shit. It's going to be some silence for a little bit. Hold on. Damn, I really...
That Jeopardy theme in the back in your edits.
I really just forgot mid-sentence. That's crazy.
Dang, is this going to be your legacy, Dante? The last podcast we did just...
No, just sign off slowly. Like, all right, and that's it. I mean, that's it. That's the last episode. No, I'm trying to... Fuck my life. I'm trying to remember.
Maybe if we restart the conversation there, see, talking about Jerry Springer.
I know. Just go ahead and start talking, Alex. Just start talking. Just start talking. Yeah, it'll come back to me. Go ahead, though.
All right, I'll go ahead and fill the air with some fluff. So, you know, with legacy, I think legacy actually is talked about often, even outside the celebrity influence. Just going to, you know, a decent amount of funerals. You always hear, you know, the sentiment of the children that have, gosh, I'm sitting here actually trying to do other things on the side. Who has succeeded, or the children that are still here. And you hear often different excerpts about those children and or the impact that that individual made on, you know, other generations, whether it's their children, whether it's other people they've met, things of that nature, which is why oftentimes, you know, we have so many different people come to funerals, and it also brings so many different people together, because sometimes we have no idea how many people one individual is impacted. And that in itself right there is legacy, because through all the storytellings, you are, in a sense, keeping that person alive. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it's like a Viking saying or just a saying in general, but it was saying that you die, I think it was two or three different times. Obviously, once when, you know, you leave this planet, and then you also die when no one else, in a sense, remembers that you were here. When that last story about you is told, then you really, like, cease to exist. So it's kind of like interesting train of thoughts of keeping people alive based on the stories that you tell them. So, like, you know, if you have family members, I would always tell you stories about your great, 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 great grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't to like bore you or anything like that, but you could kind of see it more also as a coping mechanism as well, to keep the thought of them alive, because they don't want them to be forgotten.
Yeah, I can get with that. I still don't remember what I was about to say, but yeah, I can get with that. Kenny's shaking his head like this nigga. But no, so. And I think that's what I've always wondered. So, you know, when you go to a funeral and people show up, what was kind of, I want to say messed up, but the people who had died would never know how much they have impacted someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they obviously can't see who turned up or who didn't turn up. And
we're aware of,
So, I wish there was a way that we would know who comes up and who, not to say who's sad and who's not, but like, I wish we could look back on our lives somehow and say, oh, okay, I've impacted this person, this person, this person. And look, and because of my influence or my impact, they have become great people. They have become not assholes in society, basically. Which, I'm just, no, for real. Like,
I know you're for real.
So it's just that I just wish you could look back on that. But as far as we know, you can't. So I think that's kind of like a bummer. But so I think that that's also very important, that we give people their flowers and appreciation while they're alive. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know you love them. Let them know how important they are. Because you never know. Like, I haven't had many deaths in my life as others, but I wish I could tell them how they impacted my life. I wish I could tell them, but I mean, it's too late. They're gone. So you can't. So, I mean, that opened my eyes to this particular topic in its own. And it's like, just don't say, oh my God, they did so much for me when they're gone. Like, don't, because they can't hear you at that point. And I think that you never know what will help somebody now. Like, if I'm making a good impact on your life, Alex or Kenny, mm-hmm. and y'all told me, I would feel so much better. Like, okay, I'm doing good. Because you never know what funk that may put me out of. Mm-hmm. So.
Spreading positive encouragement and positive reinforcement.
Yeah, because, I mean, I could be sitting here thinking I'm a dick. You know, I don't, nobody likes me. And come to find out, everybody likes me. Not that that's important if everybody likes you, but you know what I'm saying. So.
Make you feel better.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're liked, knowing that you're appreciated, knowing that you're loved.
Yeah. And I mean, we're not talking about Facebook likes.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because people may get that confused with Facebook likes or the double tap on Instagram. That's not, I mean, that may be the same thing. I don't know. But I'm talking about genuine, like, people genuinely like you for who you are because of what they see you as.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that kind of spirals into like why that world is so dangerous, because we as a people, we don't do it enough in actual real life, like, you know, in the physical space.
Mm-hmm.
So then people will crave and get that attention elsewhere. You know, it's one of the African proverbs that was quoted in the Black Panther movie, where it was like, if a child does not feel the warmth of, I believe, their parents,
they'll burn their village down.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll feel the warmth of the village.
If he has felt the warmth of his village, he'll burn the village down.
Yeah. So, you know, same things with it.
He felt the love of his parents.
Yeah, so I mean, the same thing. It's no matter where it's coming from, whether it's parents or other people, I mean, people are going to seek out validation somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing where you see, like, you know, teenagers who are bored or people with idle hands, people are going to find something to do. And generally speaking, if they don't have a purpose or if they're not getting positive reinforcement, from what we've seen, those things they find to do aren't that positive at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations. This may be the shortest podcast episode ever. We're closing in on 20 minutes.
To be honest with you, I thought it was going to be shorter than that.
I mean, yeah, and when we started, I was like, oh, shit, wait. This may not be a good one, but here we are. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to keep it rolling.
Short doesn't mean bad, though, Dante.
No.
And long doesn't mean good either.
And attention spans are, in general, statistically short. So.
Yeah, I mean, no, it doesn't mean we have to cave to that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, why do we want to cater to people with shorter attention spans? It's not our audience anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kenny, how you doing? How you holding up, buddy?
Huh, I'm good.
Okay.
Just
doing chilling. What you do. Yeah. All right. Well,
chilling.
I guess we'll end it here.
When I saw the topic, I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna pick this other one." And then I was just like, "Let's pick this one." I was just like, "Yeah, I ain't saying shit."
It is fine. But you're here. You're here. You're hanging out with us.
Damn thing. I was just like, yeah, no, this topic is ass to me, but hey, we'll do it.
I mean, yeah, that's understandable, but it's just we're hanging out. This is a hanging out place. This is a safe space where we can just hang out and talk. It just so happens that it goes on the internet.
Like, speaking of that positive reinforcement, then Dante, I'll go ahead and start it off because you know, it's important that we say and do, you know.
Oh, things that we say we're gonna do. So yeah, I gotta get you that.
You did a real good job. It looks like it's freshly done.
He's not even listening.
I'm trying to give a compliment. He's even paying attention. What
he's ignoring you. Set you he back. Did. Set
That's
you back. Like,
give that positive reinforcement.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What
did
you say?
Whoever did your hair did a pretty damn good job. It looks like it was freshly done.
Yeah, it was done by the lady that always does my hair.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the hair growth or she learned something new, but.
I had a lot of hair growth, and she was like, "We could just twist it now." I was like, "Sure."
There we go then.
Yeah, Alex, I like your frames. I like your specs.
Nah, stop it. Feels forced. I don't like it.
Take it back. I don't like your specs. They're too big for me. I don't like.
You broke pretty low on that one, Dante. I saw right through.
Deflect. But all right, yeah. So. Wonderful. That was lovely. But yeah, thanks for still attending, Kenny. We appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I was gonna be here. I was like, that's what I said. I saw the topic. I was like, all right.
What'd you say, Alex?
I was like, I saw it, and when Kenny was like, yeah, I don't want to do it because all the loss, I was like, that's just going to be me and Dante.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Probably nobody going to listen to this shit anyway. just being real.
You never know.
Yo, actually, yeah, so completely unrelated to Impact and all that stuff. So I had the app on my phone for when I upload it to like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and stuff. It tells me strictly on what? What'd you say?
I don't know what just happened.
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you was being a dick. But anyway, so it tells you how many people subscribe to Spotify in particular, and it's like 10 people. I don't know who those 10 people are, but hopefully those 10 people are impacted positively by the podcast that we do.
Hopefully.
So keep up the good work, everybody. Thank you for
it. Is this a segue to tell them to like, share, and comment so that we know that we're making a positive impact?
No, they'll just do it. They should do it anyway. Like, I shouldn't have to. I'm not trying to tell people what to do, Alex.
Oh, really? Didn't we just tell them that you should give people their flowers while they're still here?
Yeah, do that. But don't. You show appreciation.
Oh, no, these lines are getting blurry.
Y'all stupid.
I'm just okay. Saying
what I don't got time for this shit today. I don't.
All I have to say, Dante, is it good?
Anyway, so with that being said, thank you for coming to this podcast episode from the Blur Top Podcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Oh, that.